The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my blog, Kol HaSridim, on June 24th, 2022, entitled Shlach, Challah as a Consequence of the Chet HaMeraglim. The Chet HaMeraglim, Sin of the Spies, is recounted in Bamidbar chapters 13 and 14. Chapter 15 interrupts the narrative to present a series of seemingly random and unrelated mitzvos. One of these is the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah, separation of dough. We are obligated by Torah law in the land of Israel to separate a portion of our dough for Hashem, that is, to give it to the Kohanim. Sforno explains this sequencing of the chapters by positing that Challah, indeed all the mitzvos mentioned in chapter 15, only became necessary as a result of the Chet HaMeraglim. He writes, quote, "After the Chet HaMeraglim, Challah also became necessary in order for the Israelites to be worthy to receive blessing in their homes. As it is stated in Yechezkel 44:30, you shall give the first portion of your dough to the Kohen to bring a blessing to rest upon your home." End quote. Sforno's comments raise two questions. One, how does Challah make us worthy to receive blessing in our homes? Two, why did this necessity for Challah only arise after the Chet HaMeraglim? An answer to the first question is provided by the Sefer HaChinuch in his commentary on Mitzvah 385. Quote, "At the root of this mitzvah lies the reason that since man's sustenance is by food, and most of the world lives on bread, the foundational being wanted to make us meritorious through a constant mitzvah with our bread, in order that blessing will dwell in it through the mitzvah, and we will earn merit for our souls. As a result, the dough is nourishment for the body and nourishment for the soul. Additionally, the purpose of the mitzvah is so that the ministering servants of Hashem can live, that is, be sustained by it, those who are constantly engaged in his service, namely the Kohanim, without any toil at all. For with the truma, the Kohen's portion from the granary, there is toil for them, to pass the grain through a sieve and to grind it. But here, in the case of Challah, their allotted portion comes to them without difficulty at all." End quote. The Rabag, in Toelas number 8, provides two similar explanations, which differ slightly from the Sefer HaChinuch. Quote, "The first benefit that comes from the mitzvah of Challah is to call attention to the fact that all good things come to us from Hashem. This is why he commanded that we give a portion to Hashem from the first of our dough in the land of Israel, to teach us that Hashem gave us the land which yields produce in abundance. The second benefit that comes from this mitzvah is common to all the priestly gifts, namely that Hashem desires that the Kohanim be free to be involved in Torah and to grasp its deepest ideas so that they can teach his judgments to Jacob and his Torah to Israel. For this reason, he desired that their bread and water be provided in a dependable manner." End quote. Although the major fault of the Israelites was their lack of trust in Hashem, they were also guilty of undervaluing the land he intended to give them. This is clear from their outcry in Bamidbar 14:3, which says, "Why is Hashem bringing us into this land? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?" End quote. To which Yehoshua and Kalev responded, quote, from 14:7, "The land that we traversed to spy out is very, very good." And in 14:8, "It is a land flowing with milk and honey." End quote. In other words, if the Israelites' only problem was their fear that the inhabitants of the land would kill them, then Yehoshua's and Kalev's repeated assertions about the land's goodness would be irrelevant. Evidently, they did not adequately appreciate Hashem's gift of the land. The mitzvah of Challah is a reminder of the true value of the land Hashem gave us. It reminds us that we depend upon him for our physical sustenance, and it also reminds us of the purpose of our physical existence, to live a life devoted to his service. This necessary reminder makes us worthy of his blessings. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.